Hundreds of positions, including bus drivers, teachers, paraeducators, and lunch and recess assistants, have gone unfilled in Montgomery County Public Schools. I'm joined now by Danilia Wilson, secretary for the Montgomery County Education Association and a first grade teacher at Wheaton Woods Elementary School, to talk about the strain these shortages have put on MCPS teachers. Danilia, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
So what has your experience been as a teacher since the start of this school year? How is this year differed from last year?
Going into last year, we thought that it was going to be the most difficult year of our career. I mean, it was a pandemic and students were learning from home. All of those problems have been exacerbated. This year, the demands have been exactly the same or even more than pre-pandemic as we attempt to get our students back into, you know, the routine of school. And then on top of that, we are still in the middle of, you know, a shared traumatic experience. It's been incredibly difficult.
So what kind of toll do you think that this learning environment has taken on students?
Zoom school, as we called it, is not the same as in-person learning. So because of that, students are not where we would expect them to be had they have had the last 18 months prior to this year in person. We're facing gaps in reading, in math, all across the board in all subjects, and in social emotional learning. Because of that, we are working, I feel like, extra hard just to get our students back to where they would be in a normal year. But the problem is, we are expected to continue to provide on grade level expectations for students who, quite frankly, are not on grade level.
And as I mentioned before, there's a severe staffing shortage. What are the implications of that for teachers in their day to day?
Last Friday, we had 9 jobs open in my building. 9 substitutes were needed, and 0 of those jobs were filled. Because of that, you have educators losing planning time. When there are staffing shortages, when we don't have enough people in positions to cover lunch and recess, you know, if a colleague gets sick or if one of their children gets sick, then it becomes, when do we find the time? And so a lot of educators will then take work home after hours. And that's really a problem because we're facing increasing amounts of burnout.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of action are you all hoping to see from MCPS officials to better these working conditions overall?
And we really just want MCPS and the Board of Ed to stop this educator exploitation. So we're calling on the board to provide relief in the form of compensation. We're asking for $55 an hour for covering classes and other duties during our planning time. That's what our neighbors in Howard County are receiving. We're asking for some additional early release days to provide more planning time and additional staffing support. You know, a pandemic wage premium for substitutes would be wonderful. We want to recruit and retain additional employees. And also a moratorium on these new initiatives. You know, we're not removing any other responsibilities or duties from ourselves. And so we really shouldn't be adding on to our plate when we're still trying so hard to balance what's already there.
I should say here that WAMU reached out to MCPS to ask for comment on MCEA's demands, but they declined to comment. In your experience as a teacher, in your career as a teacher, have you experienced issues with teacher retention before the pandemic even began?
I've been in my building for 9 years, and I think back 5 years ago, we had a fourth grade team where there were four teachers who were all within their first or second year. None of those ladies are in education anymore because the demands of the job were, quite frankly, untenable even before the crisis. But like I said, everything has been exacerbated by this. It's really important that we not just recruit people to come to this profession, but we retain them by providing teachers with things like autonomy and respect that they need to do their job.
That was Danilia Wilson, a Montgomery County first grade teacher and secretary for the Montgomery County Education Association. Danilia, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with me.
Thank you.